You got her pregnant, but are you really ready for the next 9 months? There's a lot to consider when you're an expectant dad. I'm Dr. Danny Singley, a clinical psychologist and founder of Basic Training for New Dads, a class providing practical information for dads-to-be. And this is a special Father's Day edition of Preggy Pals, episode 58.
Is that a plus sign?
Pink or blue?
Hospital or home birth?
What type of food should I be eating?
I think I just peed myself.
I'm pregnant and I have to exercise.
What pregnancy glow?
Wait, was that a contraction?
Gotta make these pants fit. I've got kinkles.
What do you mean there's more than one?
You've got the symptoms, and now you've got the support you need for a happy 9 months. This is Preggy Pals, your pregnancy your way. Welcome to Preggy Pals, broadcasting from the Birth Education Center of San Diego. Preggy Pals is your weekly online on-the-go support group for expecting parents and those hoping to become pregnant. I'm your host, Sunny Galt. Stay up to date on all things related to Preggy Pals through our monthly newsletter. Subscribe directly on our website, which is preggypals.com. And each month, one of our lucky subscribers wins a free one-month subscription to the Preggy Pals Club. Our club members get all of our archived episodes, bonus content after each new show, plus special guests, giveaways and discounts. You'll also get a free subscription to Pregnancy Magazine. Be sure to download the latest issue of Pregnancy Magazine to check out our full page ad. You can see our website for more information on our membership program. So let's introduce the panelists here in the studio. You know, usually this is so different for us. We usually have lots of pregnant women here in the studio, and now I am surrounded by testosterone. It's like home. I've got, you know, my husband, you know, two boys and a male dog. So I'm very used to this. Anyways, let's go around the room, introduce yourself, tell us about how many kids you have. Are they boys? Are they girls? Is your wife expecting? What's the deal?
Hi, I'm Rob Laird. My wife is Annie Laird. She's currently pregnant, due in October. We've also got a 7-year-old girl and a 10-month-old girl at home. I'm 35. I'm a captain of a minesweeper and originally from Florida.
Awesome.
My name is Chris Conti. I am 38 years old. My wife and I had our first daughter 1 year ago, as of last Tuesday. It's been a heck of a ride. I do some financial risk analysis for an insurance company, and that's probably the easiest thing I do anymore.
Nick, go ahead.
Hey, I'm Nick Christensen. My wife, you guys probably know, Cherry. She's on the show frequently, 34. My daughter is Callie, and she is just the most amazing thing. She's also the most crazy thing right now. She's 11 months, and I'm actually a stay-at-home dad, so I know firsthand that she is crazy.
All right, Danny, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, I'm Danny Singley. I'm an itinerant clinical psychologist focusing on men's issues, particularly new fatherhood, the transition to fatherhood. I've got two kiddos, two boys, 6 and 8, and no due dates that I'm aware of. And I love the study of fatherhood and being one as well.
Okay, Antonio.
Hi, I'm Antonio Guerrero. I'm 32, and I'm expecting a little girl on Labor Day, ironically, and she's going to be my very first.
Congrats.
That's great. Hi, I'm Johnner. I'm the host of Parent Savers and also a freelance PR consultant and writer, and I think that we're going to have a lot of questions for Antonio today as the one expecting
the
that's about to go through it here. I have three boys, 6, 4, and 2, and we're done also, hopefully, should be done. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we're not expecting any more as well.
Looking for the perfect present for a new dad, or perhaps you're doing some last-minute shopping for Father's Day? Then you'll definitely want to check out DaddyScrubs.com. Robert Nickel, a.k.a. Daddy Nickel, founded the company, and he's joining us now on the phone. Robert, thanks so much for joining us today.
Great. Good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. So let's start with the basics. What are Daddy Scrubs?
Daddy Scrubs is the outfit for the dad. It's medical scrubs that say Daddy on the front, says I'm the Daddy on the back, and there's no mistaking that that's the dad. He's ready to go. He's in the show. He's not the photographer. He's not the uncle. He's not just somebody hanging against the wall watching what's going on. And also, it just lets dad jump into the game and become more involved in the whole process.
That's fantastic. I can't wait to walk into a hospital setting and see one firsthand. I've seen them at different, you know, expos and conventions I've been to, and, you know, I've seen your company around, but I would love to actually see one in person. I think that'd be fabulous, because you're right. I think sometimes dads kind of get the short end of the stick, you know?
Right. Well, and my belief is that dads are a big part of the whole baby process. And the sooner the dad gets engaged You know, it's not just at the beginning of the 9 months when the dad kind of does his thing and then she gets pregnant. And then, you know, because the mom is like growing a baby inside of her and has all these hormones. I mean, she goes through an entire process. And dad doesn't really go through a process other than being there to support mom and help her out and, you know, and try to take care of her cravings or get smells out of the way or, you know, help her get up as she gets farther along.
Yeah.
The labor in the delivery room at the delivery point are really in like the last month of pregnancy when the baby can actually, you know, hear sounds and hear the dad's voice. That's when dad can really start getting engaged and involved in that baby. Just having the daddy scrubs just makes them get engaged, makes them be part of that delivery where that, you know, they want, the baby comes out, they want to hold it. I can't tell you the number of people that send us pictures holding their babies. You know, it says daddy right on the jacket, or right on the medical scrubs. It looks so good.
That is so cool. Okay, so Daddy Scrubs offers more than just scrubs. So what are some of the other great items for expecting dads?
Well, what we've done is we've taken the scrubs and we also have expanded it into t-shirts. So we have short sleeve t-shirts, long sleeve t-shirts that say daddy and I'm the daddy. We have hats that say I'm the daddy. We have the daddy diaper pack, which you can pack as your labor and delivery pack, and then you later use it as your daddy diaper bag. We have the daddy swag gift box, which is the gift box that we give out to all the celebrities, which we've had quite a few celebrities wearing the daddy scrubs. And, of course, it says I'm the daddy on it.
I love it. I love the concept. So how can our listeners learn more about the items on your site and purchase them?
Well, the best way to do it is to go to daddyscrubs.com. And with Father's Day coming up, it's a fantastic Father's Day gift. We have everything on there. We can ship it overnight if necessary, and we'll get it right out to them.
All right. Well, Daddy Scrubs is offering a special discount to all of our Preggy Pals listeners. When purchasing items through their website, simply enter promo code NEWMOMMY13, so that's all one word, NEWMOMMY13, and you'll receive 15% off your purchase. So, Daddy Nickel, yeah, Daddy Nickel, thanks so much for being on our show and for creating these products that make dads feel special.
Great, thanks, Annie.
Would you like to win some daddy swag from our friends at Daddy Scrubs? They are giving away a gift set to one of our lucky listeners, which includes a set of daddy scrubs, a t-shirt, a hat, coffee mug, pens, glasses, all proclaiming I'm the daddy, which is a perfect Father's Day gift. If you want to enter this contest, all you have to do is head on over to our website, which is preggypals.com, and click on giveaways.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
I'm so excited about today's episode because we have a little bit of a role reversal on our show. It's an all-dad or soon-to-be-dad panel along with our expert psychologist, Danny Singley. And today is a special Father's Day episode of Preggy Pals. We will be exploring all the questions and concerns dads really have about pregnancy and childbirth, but rarely ask. And I should also say that our sister show, Parent Savers, is doing a similar episode about what dads should expect out of the baby's first year of life. So give you a heads up on that. So that's coming up a little bit later this week. Okay, so dads, I have kind of a general dad question for our panel first. Overall, what would you say was your biggest concern going into this pregnancy or your wife's previous pregnancies?
What happens after the pregnancy?
Really? That was your big concern? You weren't so concerned about what was happening during pregnancy?
I had faith in my wife. I had faith in Mother Nature. You know, I believe that everything that was happening was it was a good thing and, you know, just let things fall on its course. But I was just mainly concerned about, you know, I was a new father at the time and, no idea what was going to happen, what the baby was going to be like, how we were going to be as parents, yeah. all of that stuff. So I was more concerned about just the birth of our baby.
Yeah, I think while my wife was still pregnant, the baby wasn't necessarily real yet. It was just a concept. So it was really, I think, some emotions coming out to really protect my wife and take care of her. But on the same token, I remember we weren't quite ready to adjust our lifestyle yet. And I remember we were playing in a co-ed softball league. Even after we found out she was pregnant, like, she still played a couple games. And then, you know, I think there was like a jostle, like something at first base, like another player ran into. And we're like, maybe we should start being a little more serious about taking right. care of you and yeah. taking care of the baby.
Yeah. Did any of you guys feel like you were pregnant too, along with your wife? I mean, you hear about that. And I'm not talking about just gaining weight and stuff like that. I'm talking about just the emotions of what your wife is experiencing. Sometimes dads say that they kind of go along that ride with them. Did anyone experience that? Or did you really feel like this was more your wife's pregnancy and you were there to support her? Antonio, what do you think?
Well, it's interesting because you feel it because she cries at a drop of a hat. I mean, we watched a movie where there was aliens getting blown up and like a Costco explodes, and the Costco exploding brought her to tears, like, because she likes going to Costco.
That would bring me to tears too. Right.
Just think of all the diapers you could have.
So it's interesting to watch kind of outside, and then for moments that are touching that we might watch on TV or hear about, where I normally wouldn't get choked up, seeing her getting choked up starts yeah. getting me misty-eyed, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really weird in that sense.
All right, what else?
I remember struggling a little bit with the pronouns, like, be like, oh yeah, we're pregnant. I mean, she's pregnant. I mean, I'm not pregnant, like, just, but I mean, she would welcome that, and yeah. Christina was really, like, you know, it is, we are a team going through this together, yeah. but you still feel bad because as the dad, you're really not doing nearly as much work as she's doing.
Yeah, how do you guys feel about that term, we're pregnant, as opposed to my wife is pregnant or I'm pregnant or whatever? How do you guys feel about that?
We were definitely pregnant.
My wife's a doula also, yeah. and so it was a really educational process for me. There wasn't a whole lot of that emotional tie to it. I was trying to learn. I'm not in the birth industry at all. I've never been. I was completely ignorant going into it. So getting the education from her was kind of nice to be able to, you know, learn with her soft touch bringing me in. But that being said, everybody that was involved in our birth was an expert. And here I am being the only guy that's never been involved whatsoever. So it was different for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, both Annie and I were outside the birth realm of, you know, she's a doula now, but she wasn't during our first one 7 years ago. And we were actually both naval officers. And we kind of went into it with the very traditional, we were going to the hospital just because that's what we did. And at the time, I was very concerned about her. I wasn't too concerned about the kid yet, but I knew there'd be plenty of time to be concerned, you know, following, you know, but we had to get there first. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm still more concerned about being a good dad than I am about the, you know, things about that could happen to Annie, but we also had an ectopic after, you know, between then, those 7 years between my first one and the our 10-month-old. So I've you know, had those nail-biting, oh my God, she's lost a third of her blood volume feelings in the hospital. Like, oh my God, am I going to come here as a family and leave as a single dad? You know, I've had that fear. But even such, I'm much more supportive now that she is a doula and I know more. At first, you know, first kid, we would not have even considered the concept of having a home birth. And now you'd have to drag me kicking and screaming into the hospital. You know, because I was, after about a week of, you know, being there, after my first daughter was born, I was ready to sign the form, show me where I have to find whatever exemption it is to get my family out of this crazy place.
Yeah.
And so I've kind of come full circle on that front.
So, Danny, how important is it for dads to get involved in a pregnancy? Because I know that's one of the things that sometimes dads can feel left out. Mm-hmm. You know, like, my wife is pregnant. I know we're having this baby. I know this is coming out in 9 months. But at the same time, there's a detachment sometimes. And I know one of the ways to overcome that is to get involved, right?
It can. And I guess that's why, going back to your question about talking about, you know, she's pregnant versus we're pregnant. And frankly, I give you credit for saying we had an ectopic pregnancy.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that's taking true. Ownership of the whole process, you know, of your role in it. So it tends to be much more concrete because we're not having the you know, the biological development and the actual baby bump, or, you know, except for sympathetically. And my experience is that dads very, very typically will get into a place of feeling like there's nothing I can do except either, you know, be a pocket or somebody that builds bassinets and paints and things like this, or just supportive for mom. But my thought is that most typically the ways that the dads can be very engaged with mom during the pregnancy is to start taking a look, you know, be there, communicate, be a good partner, and all these things, is to start looking forward in a strategic way. Think about, okay, here's what's going to come after the baby's birth. And then how can I start anticipating my needs as well as her needs? You're going to both be focused on the baby's needs, so you don't have to worry about figuring that out beforehand. But it's identifying those needs and trying to meet them. And so it's things like, you know, how can we keep our relationship strong on the other side of the birth? How can I personally be directly involved in the baby's medical health? And sort of, you know, take a look at if you step away from the men are from Mars, women are from Venus approach to it and say, listen, the reality is I can do everything she can do except for one important element, and I'm hardware challenged. Beyond that, you can do anything.
Right.
And so taking that kind of a perspective, it's just being involved with mom and baby.
Yeah. What did you guys do? What did you dads do to help stay involved in the pregnancy, to be there for your wives? What worked in your situation?
Well, for me right now, we're doing hypno babies together, which is
nice.
Very involved. I have a lot of homework. But it keeps me part of everything. I mean, we're doing scripts during the evenings before bedtime, and I'll be doing scripts up until our baby slides on out. And yeah.
Now, define what scripts are for those who aren't familiar with hypnobirthing.
Hypnotic scripts to put the mother at ease so that the pregnancy could be drug-free and pain-free. Okay. Actually, pain's not even a word that they use in hypnobabies, just pressure. So that's a smooth, happy entering of the baby into this world.
Yeah.
We did both hypnobirthing and hypnobabies just because my wife knows so many people in the industry. We decided to go overboard. And I thought the classes really did help. I found that it was a lot easier to get connected with the pregnancy when I could start feeling the baby moving in
yes.
the belly.
Yeah.
And good then point. We started playing games. You know, from there we would play music and you would see a physical response, and then there would be interaction between the three of us. I felt like we were really connecting as a family before the baby even came out. And we didn't find out gender
yeah.
prior to, so that was another way to kind of, it was a little guessing game, how that feels like, the way a girl would kick, you know, or a boy would kick like that.
Did you have a nickname, like, for the baby when it was in
we
the womb?
Did. It's
like a gender-neutral one?
It's kind of silly, and we still use it now, but we just called it Baby Facey.
Nice.
And it's sort of a play on a nickname that we have, that I have for my wife, but...
yeah, that's one thing that we did, too, is kind of name the baby, and yeah, once it started moving, and we kind of started establishing family rituals, you know, reading to it, that's something that we wanted to, it, reading to the baby, you know, and reading and being, establishing those things that we then wanted to carry through after the baby was born. And yeah, it definitely did start feeling more like a unit of three instead of mm-hmm. a unit of two.
So what are some, I guess this is a question for Danny, what are some typical changes that occur during pregnancy that dads, expecting dads, should prepare for?
You know, so you think of the stereotypical ones, financial preparations to make, and then with any kind of a transition like this, it brings some level of adjustment stress. It doesn't have to be high or low, but it's going to be there. It doesn't get a lot of play, but men have been shown to have fairly consistent hormonal changes at, around, and then after the birth of a baby as well. And then that itself, there's no causality established, but they're, you know, given the hormones that they are, they relate to stress and pair bonding, and levels high or low of them have been shown to correlate to some antenatal and postpartum depression and anxiety as well. But I mean, to me, pulling back from all that, the biggest change is your time looks different. And for me, my personal experience is a big change for me that I thought was really helpful was that I sat down and basically did a sort of a values clarification exercise for myself and sort of identified what are my top five values now, how much time do I spend in them, and then projecting forward, can I guess what they're going to be, and then held on to that. How much time do I spend in them, and what can I do to spend more time so that they're more balanced? And it didn't work. I wanted it to, but to me, it was a very important way to take a look at. I know all the dust is about to get blown off the pipes here.
Yeah.
But how can I not just be reactive and try to be proactive and thoughtful in the process?
Right. So a question for the dads then would be, now we're talking about pregnancy here, not after the baby arrives, but did your life change during your wife's pregnancy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think pregnancy should be called change. I mean, the whole, everything that happens in the pregnancy and what comes afterwards is change. Your relationship with your spouse is changing. Mm-hmm. Your role within the relationship is changing. Like Danny was saying, your time changes. Mm-hmm. Your expectations for yourself change. I mean, it's all, everything changes. So my focus was less on me and less on just my personal thoughts, and now all about family, all about wife, making it a comforting environment for her and for the future baby. Patience and change, I think that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, mine's kind of a childbirth class too, but I think it kind of crystallizes this notion that everything is going to be different. Is the first childbirth class that we had, which is so important because it's the first one that you're doing, especially when you're going through it. So we couldn't miss it, but it was, I'm a Cardinals fan. I grew up in St. Louis, and it was game 7 of the NLCS to go to, the winner would go to the World Series. And the Cardinals hadn't been in the World Series in a while at that point. So I was really excited for it, but I had to go to the childbirth class too. And so it was a little easier then, but one of my big focuses was just, yeah, we'll go to the class, but I don't want to talk to anyone in case they're checking the score or know anything. I put CDs on the radio, but it really kind of crystallized for me though that, yeah, like, dude, it's not all about you anymore, and it's not going to be all about you again. And sure, I want to try to hold on to those things that are important to me, but absolutely, life's changing. And I thought that was a really good illustration of it.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to be talking about childbirth. What do you mean it's not like the movies? Our dads will share their experiences as well as advice they have for other dads-to-be. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Today we are taking a look at pregnancy and childbirth from the dad's perspective. Psychologist Danny Singley, founder of Basic Training for New Dads, is our expert. All right, so for our dad panelists, let's talk about childbirth. What were your biggest concerns going into childbirth? I know you guys mentioned that a lot of you took classes with your wives. Were there still concerns? Was it, you know, Danny talked about the unknown. Was the unknown like a big question mark for you guys? Antonio, how do you feel since your wife is currently pregnant?
There's a lot that is not known, and when exactly she's going to come, and we're trying to do everything naturally and hope that that could happen, but you know, we're just really hoping that everything goes smooth and that we can follow our birth plan. And, you know, it's really scary. And that's why we've picked a happy medium using the birth center here, which is one part hospital, one part natural, mm-hmm. just to at least put me at ease. As far as Christy's concerned, she'd rather have a home birth, but that would freak me out way too much.
I was concerned about, you know, the actual, how much it was going to hurt my wife. And like, you mean that has got to come out there? And like, just these sympathetic pains of, oh my God, I can't even imagine what that must be like. And just that, oh my God, she's going to be hurting so bad. I can't imagine. Yes, billions of women have done this before, but oh my gosh, I can't believe she has to go through that. Mm-hmm. But on the same token, I don't want her to know that I'm that freaked out about it, because if she
you're
sees me,
you're supposed to be
freaked,
her rock.
Exactly.
Right?
And, yeah. But yeah, that was something that was a huge concern for me when she was pregnant, all three times.
You know, I found it very interesting. My husband's in a profession where he sees kind of a lot of mass chaos and bad things happening to people and whatever, and people in pain or whatever. And I thought it was really interesting going into both our previous births is that, you know, it's one thing for him to deal with crisis type situations with other people. But when it's your wife that's on the operating table, when it's your wife that's pushing out a baby and in pain, it's a whole other ballgame. I really thought he would have his game face on and treat me like he does the other people he comes into contact with at work. And it was very difficult for him. And I'm used to really seeing my husband in this very, not that he wasn't in a masculine role when our children were born, but it was more of a vulnerable position. It was very interesting for me to see that. He was still my rock. He was still there to support me, but I saw a whole other side of him. Yeah. So I think it's interesting because you don't really know what's going to happen until it happens. You know, we see these, like, I feel like TV and movies dramatize this so much. I get so annoyed, by the way, when I watch movies now of people pushing out babies, because I'm like, oh, how did that birth time out with right. the end of that song? That's a amazing how they did that, you know? If I just had, you know, 3 minutes to be in labor, that would be great. but I know, you know, we perceive these things because this is kind of what the media feeds us. And then when we go into this process, it's totally different, right?
We woke up early that morning. There was a lot of chaos going on. And she looked me in the eyes and said, I think today's the day. And I said, oh, great. We're ready. We're totally ready. We had the financial aspect of it kind of all taken care of. And my big concern the whole time that was really hard to get away from was, what if something goes wrong? We were having home births. She's been a part of many, many home births. And I analyze risk for a living. So I'm sitting there making a decision during the entire pregnancy. Okay, is this a good idea? Does this make sense? And you start hearing different stories, talking to people. I talked to everybody. I could, you know, anybody's ear I could bend, I would. And it seemed to make sense that, you know, people had been doing this for years and years and years, and they didn't have hospitals back then. So this can make sense. But we started early in the afternoon, went all night, and then the pushing stage was extremely long. She was pushing for well over 11 hours, and we had some complications. So, but there's no way to prepare yourself for that. Mm-hmm. There are things you just can't get ready for. And then your mind alternates between, is everything going okay? Is everything going to be all right? Is she okay? Is the baby okay? And it's hard to stop the roller coaster of emotion that you can get on pretty quickly.
It's crazy. The childbirth was probably the most real experience of my life. You know, in my former life, I was consulting. I didn't really have a lot of drama going on in my life. So this was raw. It was real. I felt like I was taken back to some primal age, you know, and experiencing something. You know, all of us in some shape or form have experienced this. We've been through it ourselves, whether or not our parents, you know, we were born. So I was very dumbstruck and put in awe by the whole experience and just blown away by everything that transpired going out.
One of the things, I was going to say that it was a real raw experience, but after, I think it was our second one, he came out and the cord was around his neck. Mm-hmm. And what Christina had said to me was, like, she couldn't really see what was going on down there, so it was fine. But she saw my face kind of react, and in that moment, like, there's no thinking of putting up a front or trying to be a rock. Yeah. I mean, it's your baby is coming out of your wife, and so that my eyes kind of bulged and I maybe gasped a little bit, and then that she kind of looked at me. But, you know, just kind of remembering that it's a raw moment, but she's still looking to you for your support if you're right there and how you're reacting.
Yeah, that was the thing that was really hard for me to get across, because I'm a mechanical engineer, chief engineer, and, you know, Navy stuff. I'm used to fixing things, mm-hmm. and this, you can't fix. It's not, your wife's in pain, and she has to get through it. I wish I'd had a doula back then to tell me that, okay, this is, she's in a lot of pain, but it's normal pain.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not even sure now if I could tell just by, you know, looking, saying, okay, well, this is a normal thing, and that's okay, that's different. You know,
one of the very first things we established in our team of helpers, I'll say, was that everyone in the room was an expert but me. And there were going to be times where I needed to just make eye contact with somebody and get like a wink or a nod back that this is normal and everything's fine. And that would set me straight, because I didn't want to turn into some, you know, nervous wreck when something was going on, because it's a pretty intense experience. It's not, you know, it's not a trip to the store.
Yeah, we had that on the second one, and it was awesome to have that.
There was a lot of times where it was just, give me a wink and a nod. Is this the way it's supposed to be going? And you get that wink and nod back, and that sets you right back to where you need to be.
Chris, I'm really glad to hear you say that, because just initially piggybacking off what John and Rob had to say, it was, you know, I'm supposed to be the rock. I'm supposed to be the one, you know, providing support, but then also I'm supposed to fix it. And nothing against y'all, but taken to extremes, both of those positions can actually be alienating. They can actually, you know, I'm a provider. I don't need to have support given to me. I'm a fixer. Can oftentimes just simply be driven by, I know that you're in distress. That's distressing to me. In order to manage my anxiety, rather than really focus on you and your distress, I'm focused on fixing. And that can actually be distancing, as opposed to something which is, it's kind of a head fake. You know, that's broken, let me go fix it. But the reality is, just being here with you and being genuine with you is usually the most useful thing that you can do. So I'm really glad to hear you owning, there are times when I need support, and I need support from somebody else right there. And then when I get it, I'm good and I'm back in the game.
You know, I think one of the things that we as women are concerned about, especially with a first-time birth, and even pregnancy is, how is my husband going to view me after this experience? Because it's such a personal thing, and your body changes drastically, and it may not bounce back to the way it was prior. And there's just a lot of things happening, you know, in addition to your physical body changing, your emotional state is changing. And then after the baby comes out and you're breastfeeding, suddenly you've got huge boobs and you're not fitting in any of your clothes. And there's a lot of stuff going on. So I would love to basically just ask you guys, how do you feel about your wives now? I think a lot of women would be pleasantly surprised to know that a lot of men have a newfound respect for them. And I don't think they hear that enough, really.
100%. I think my wife is the most amazing woman now, going through that, doing what she did. Blown away. I have such love and respect, more than I could even imagine before the experience. And all those things you were talking about that you thought, maybe my husband, you know, my clothes aren't fitting, my body's different. Nothing. That doesn't even cross my mind. I look at her and see nothing but love and rainbows flowing out of her.
That's so sweet.
Plus the huge boobs.
Of course, yes.
We used to joke when we'd see women down the street, oh, she must be breastfeeding.
After the baby was born. I knew my wife was determined and hardworking and, you know, just kind of a real solid character person before the baby came, and then we had our birth, and it was testing, and I'd just never seen determination like that before. There was never any part of her that associated with like the negative aspects of it. She never identified with any of the issues that were going on and said like, I wonder if we can do this. She never wavered. It was always what's next, what do we do next. And I just, her ability to stay positive in the moment was the reason we were able to have our baby still naturally.
And on top of that, it's just awesome that, you know, you get that kind of respect for your wife and see what they're going through, and then, but to still know that she still needs me. And in that moment, you know, as strong as she is, she was stronger because I was there. And that just made me feel a lot better about, you know, still being a key part to that. And that really kind of helped me stay in the loop on that one.
Yeah, I'm totally in awe of Christina at this point, because we're still breastfeeding our almost two-year-old. So she's been pregnant or breastfeeding, and in some cases both, since this time in 2006. So that's 7 straight years that she's kind of given her body to helping our family and grow. And when she looks in the mirror, we'll say like, oh, look at these stretch marks, or look at my tummy, and I can see that she's sad. Like, it bums me out because, you know, like Nick was saying, it doesn't bother me at all. And in fact, I mean, I just think it's awesome, and I'm so in awe that she was able to do that. And it's you know, it's amazing what women go through and able to provide for families. And yeah, there's no negative judgment at all going on. It's the opposite.
Okay, so thanks to Danny for joining us today. For more information about our expert as well as all of our dad panelists, you can visit the episode page on our website. This conversation continues for members of our Preggy Pals Club. After the show, our dads will share the biggest lesson they've learned as an expecting dad. To learn more about our club, visit our website at preggypals.com. Our sister show, Parent Savers, as I mentioned earlier, is continuing this conversation this week with a discussion on what to expect during your baby's first year. So all of our dad panelists will be joining us for that one. Be sure to check it out. We have a comment from one of our listeners, and this comes from Leslie. Hi, Leslie. She says, hi, Preggy Pals. I'm one of the newest members of the Preggy Pals Club. I also have your app on my phone. How do I unlock the archived episodes? Yes, so if you just download the app, you're going to see a little, it kind of looks like a lock next to a bunch of our episodes, including the bonus content that's part of each new show. The way to unlock that is through your settings page. So I have my app actually in front of me right now. So you're going to go to the settings page. Just look at the bottom. You'll see settings. Click on that and go to accounts. It's the first option you see. You can log in through your premium login information, or even log in through Facebook. That's an option as well. And you're just going to enter your username and your password that you created when you signed up for your account. And once you do that, boom, all the episodes, including that great bonus content, are unlocked. So, Leslie, thank you so much for your question. That wraps up our show for today. We appreciate you listening to Preggy Pals. Don't forget to check out our sister show, Parent Savers, for parents with newborns, infants, and toddlers, and our show, The Boob Group, for moms who breastfeed their babies. Next week, we're talking about prenatal anxiety and depression. Are you at risk? This is Preggy Pals, your pregnancy your way.
This has been a New Mommy Media production. The information and material contained in this episode are presented for educational purposes only. Statements and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of New Mommy Media and should not be considered facts. While such information and materials are believed to be accurate, it is not intended to replace or substitute for professional medical advice or care, and should not be used for diagnosing or treating health care problem or disease or prescribing any medication. If you have questions or concerns regarding your physical or mental health or the health of your baby, please seek assistance from a qualified health care provider.
Hey, mamas. Don't forget to check out Mighty Moms. It's our online community built for new moms just like you. Not only can you connect with other moms, but you can also join us backstage for special mom-only online events. And you'll also be notified when we're recording so you can join us as a special guest. Visit our website, newmommymedia.com, and click on the Mighty Moms banner. It's free. That's newmommymedia.com. See you there.